Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today's bookish guest is Megan from Queen Bee Reads Instagram account. Hi, Megan.
Hey.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so first of all, thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting for me. I kind of already think I'm a celebrity in my own mind, so this really kind of elevates my status, I feel like. totally kidding. Anyway, so I am 32. I live in Evansville, Indiana. Calm down. I know that that's a really buzzing metropolis, but it's actually on the very southern tip of Indiana, almost to Kentucky. I have a 5.5-year-old son with my husband, Richard. We have been married for almost 7 years, together about 10. And right now we're all just kind of trying to learn how to live with each other 24/7, during this pandemic. But, I read mostly romance. I also really like mysteries and thrillers and some YA and memoirs, a little bit of fantasy here and there. Love Harry Potter. I'm a Gryffindor right down to my very soul. And that's about it. I mean, other than reading, I like Netflix and playing with my boys and just hanging out. I like to be in my comfy clothes. So staying at home hasn't really been too hard for me lately.
I love it. So tell me, what have you been watching on Netflix?
Oh, so I finally got into Outlander. I don't know. Have you read that or watched
No. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Scotland and time travel. So.
Right. I didn't either. But so here's the thing. Like, you know, I sometimes do those polls on my Instagram, like book boyfriends and like favorite book couples and stuff like that. And everybody kept always talking about this Jamie Fraser and him and Claire from Outlander. And I was like, all right. So I looked into the books and they're massive. They're just like insanely long. And, even like the audiobooks are like 30+ hours long. And I'm like, I cannot commit to that right now, you know, with all the arcs and all the other stuff I have to read. So I was like, I'm just diving in head first to the show. And now I'm obsessed. It's insane. I love it so much. It's so good. I wasn't sure how I'd feel about all that either. But I love it.
Okay, I may give it a try. I think most of the seasons are on Netflix, and then some of the seasons are Stars. So,
correct. Yeah. So I just started the third season, and that's the last season on Netflix. I'm like, well, I guess I'm getting a Stars. I guess I'm adding that to my Prime membership. So I'm gonna have to see this through now.
Try. I'm actually on Instagram. There's ads for Stars for 3 months for $5. So check on
your whatever. I love it so much. I'd probably pay way more than that.
Yeah. But if you can get the $5 deal, then it's like,
yeah, might as well, whatever.
Yeah. That's awesome. So let's talk about romance. So when did you start reading romance?
So, you know, I really got into it like in my early 20s, but I feel like when I was growing up and reading, because I've read all my life, like, you know, I liked all of the like Gossip Girl books. And like, I remember when Lauren Conrad from The Hills, she came out with her books and stuff like that. I always, even if romance wasn't like the primary theme of the book, I always enjoyed that part most, it seemed like. But then I really got into it, like I said, like in my early 20s and kind of was like, the 50 Shades and Twilight and all that. And then after that, it just kind of took off. And especially within the past 2 years, I read more romance than anything else.
So what do you love about the genre?
You know, that I feel like for some reason, I feel like that's such a hard question for me, but I mean, I like the happily ever afters. I love that. It's so relatable because even if you're not currently in a relationship or you're not married or you, are not even the kind of relationship type, I feel like there's kind of something for everyone in this genre. And, you can always, there's always something you can relate to, whether it's an awkward first date or, navigating first fights or awkward moments or traveling together for the first time, or, even just, the friendship part of it. I really like that theme in a lot of romance books, where, you know, girlfriends will kind of like band together to help, you know, the heroine get through the relationship or the bumpy times and everything. So like I said, I mean, even if you're not really into romance, there's probably, something in there for that you can relate to. So I think I like that most about it.
Yeah, I really love the whole process. You know, I think for me, romance has been such a gift to show me what healthy relationships look like.
Sure, yeah.
What it looks like, you know, and so I try not to. I used to read a lot of angsty romance and they were so bad. I'm like, like consent, I mean, communication, you know?
Correct. And even like, you know, I enjoy the new adult, genre of romance a bit too, but sometimes it's just kind of like, oh honey, no, don't do that, you know, like don't give in so quickly, or you gotta string them along a little bit. But yes, I totally agree with that. It's kind of eye-opening and it'll make you really kind of think about your situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now let's talk about romance tropes. What is your favorite romance trope?
Favorite, hands down, is always enemies to lovers. I know that like that's kind of what most people, maybe, I don't know. I feel like a lot of
my pretty popular.
Yeah, it's pretty popular. I don't know what it is about it, but I will say a lot of times what comes with enemies to lovers is the really, really slow burn. And I like a bit of a slow burn, but I'm not waiting until the last 50 pages for the good stuff. You know what I mean? Like that is something that I'm like not here for, but I do really love, enemies to lovers. I just need that kind of like hate sex kind of maybe like at the beginning or in the middle. But I also, I enjoy like a forced proximity. I really, really like a single dad, which, I don't know. It's like, I really like it when done well. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's easy to be like, oh, here's a hero. And oh, surprise, he also has a kid. But if it's really thought out and well done, it can be really enjoyable, I think.
Yeah, I love it. So do you have any book recommendations for any of these tropes?
So hands down, all-time favorite, enemies to lovers, is always going to be The Hating Game by Sally Thorne.
Yeah.
Red, White, and Royal Blue, Casey McQuiston. And I also really enjoyed Well Met by Jen DeLuca. I thought that was a, it's just a unique read. The setting is a lot different. It's surprised. I think I was just really surprised by how much I liked it.
Okay. I love it. So what is your least favorite trope?
I do not like a love triangle. I mean, it's okay if it's kind of just like a smaller element of the story, but it, for it to be like a central theme throughout the book where it's just a constant back and forth and which one will she choose, that's just not something I enjoy.
Yeah, I think that's just a tough one. I think I really read love triangles and really, because I find it so angsty, like,
yeah,
wisdom to choose that, like, it's really rare. And I read, okay, I did read something, it can be love triangle. I read One to Watch, it's women's fiction / romance because it's set in the bachelor world, so
okay.
There's that process of like would I be with this guy or would I be with this other guy? You know, the bachelor.
Sure, 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 sure. I think I could get into something like that.
But it's really like just to have like a love, like a true love triangle, and you're like, would I go with this guy and have this guy, or would I go with this other guy? And it's so angsty. So
yes, exactly.
So I understand. So what is your go-to romance genre? Contemporary, historical, paranormal? What is your go-to?
So, I mean, I really enjoy historical, but I just recently got into that. So I'm still kind of trying to like navigate and figure out like who my go-to authors are there. But my, for the most part, I really just love like a contemporary or a rom-com.
Okay.
Those are my two kind of go-tos.
And so what have been some of your favorite books within that genre?
Like just this year?
Let's talk about this year.
Okay, so I really loved The Locker Room by Megan Quinn. Mm-hmm. That is kind of like more of a friends to lovers. Mm-hmm. But I just loved the hero so much. Knox Gentry, he's like the biggest, like fluffiest cinnamon roll hero you'll ever meet. But I really, really liked that one. Hot Cop by Laurelyn Page was really, really good one that I liked as well. American Queen. I don't know if you've read that whole, the new Camelot.
I did.
Have you or no?
I did. I read it. I did not finish the third book in the series. I realized for me, Sierra Simone is not for me. I'm her best, but it's steamy, it's erotic, it's like
it'll not, and I don't blush when it comes to that kind of stuff, and I the whole time I was like, whoa. But I will say the first one was, I loved it so much, and then the other two just did not hit the mark for me just nearly as well as the first one did. I really, really liked one. And I'm honestly wondering if it was more of just like the shock factor of it all that really, it just has kind of stayed with me, since reading it. But also, the Happy Ever After playlist, was just, in my opinion, just perfection. It was so, so, so good. I really, really loved, Abby's first book, The Friend Zone, and I didn't think that she could top it, but she did. I thought that one was so, so good. And then one by an indie author that I just read recently, and I actually have a giveaway going on my Bookstagram right now, is Only When It's Us by Chloe Lees. It was just phenomenal. Chloe is fantastic, and she writes some of the best and most diverse characters. I think that we're going to be hearing a lot about her for a long time.
Yeah. So I interviewed Chloe, her interview is going to go before this interview. So you might be able
to come
back. And so it was really awesome to talk to Chloe about her experience about, you know, being the autism spectrum, but same time, the characters are diverse, their own voices are, they have some depth, they have some challenging times. And it was just really awesome to see that in romance, because we often don't see romance, you know, who characters who are deaf or characters who have chronic illness or characters on the spectrum. Like, we need to see them more and to see them fall in love. I think that's like a beautiful gift that she's bringing into the world.
Yes. And she, I've gotten close with her. She is actually the one that really convinced me to try Outlander. Mm-hmm. And she's just kind of been like guiding me through my journey, because it's, an emotional roller coaster, but she is just, I just truly think that she is doing exactly what she's supposed to be doing. Right. And writing exactly what she's supposed to be writing, because she's just so thoughtful and so smart. And I actually even beta read a book for her at the very end of last year. And that one is going to knock people on their butts too, because it's so good. But I can't say enough good things about her. I think she's just really, really great.
Oh, this is awesome. So, all right. So let's talk about anticipated new releases for 2020. What are some of for you?
So the one of my first most anticipated ones was the Happy Ever After playlist. We already talked about that. So good. It comes out on the 14th, I think. So really soon, 14th of April. The other one that I'm really excited about is Take a Hint, Danny Brown, by Talia Hibbert. So excited for that. Loved the first one in this series. Oh shoot. Now I can't think of, yes, Chloe Brown. Yes, of course. And I really love the audio of, Chloe Brown. So I'm hoping that I can get the audio of this one too, because it was, really well done. Really, really liked it. And then I also am super excited about The Air Affair, by Heather Cox and Jessica Morgan. So it's like the sequel to The Royal We. And it's been a while since The Royal We came out, like, gosh, I don't even know, maybe 3 or 4 years. So I'm going to have to probably go back and read that one, but I loved it. So I'm really, really excited for that one.
So I read Take a Hint, Danny Brown, and I have to tell you, if you like cinnamon rolls, this is the soonest cinnamon roll hero.
And you know, that's something that I don't know. Like, I mean, who doesn't love, like, it's just a sweet soul, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I always kind of gravitated toward like the more gruff heroes. But I always like the aspect of when like the hero is kind of just, I mean, a douchebag or a dick to everyone but the heroine. Like, I don't know, there's something about that I really like when they kind of soften up for their love interest. Yeah. But lately I've just really been into these kind of more cinnamon roll heroes. So that makes you really excited.
Yeah. So he loves romance novels. He listens to them. And so there's a scene where there's a sneaky part in the romance novel. Audio is shown to the world. So people are like, what is he listening to? And so it's really cute. It's actually, and the heroine is so prickly. She's like, I don't know how to fall in love. I'm not supposed to be him. And it's so good. So I got to talk to Talia about it. And it was like, that's a really good interview too. So.
Oh yeah. She's fantastic. I've only read Chloe Brown. That's the only book I've read by her, but I have got to get into kind of like her backlist titles, because I've just heard that they're all great, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you can't really go wrong with her stuff, so.
I think she has, I read her Ravenswood series. It's on Audioscape. I listened to them, and That Kind of Girl is the first one. It has an autistic heroine who stays at home and does comics and just do the clue. And then the hero of the cinnamon roll, she actually writes really good cinnamon rolls, by the way.
Yeah, I guess so.
Cooks for her, like, because he's like, she doesn't take care of herself, so the hero takes care of her, and it's like so cute. It's her neighbor. Yeah. And she's like, I don't want to talk to you. He's like, I want to talk to you. So it is really cute. So her series are really good. That's a small town romance.
Oh, I love those. That's one that, like, I don't read a ton of, but I always really like, you know?
Yeah. So I would say check her backlist out. Check her Ravenswood series. That would be a good one to check out.
Yeah.
So, all right. So what three books have you read in the past few months that you recommend?
Okay. So my first historical romance was The Duchess Steele by Tessa Dare. And that one came really highly recommended by a lot of people. The audio I'm pretty sure I got it on Hoopla, is so good and so funny. It's just, I feel like if you are kind of like me and a little bit nervous to get into the historical romance genre, that is just a really great starting point, because it did not disappoint. I loved it, every minute of it. I didn't want it to end, and I already want to read it again. Another one I would highly recommend, especially for people like me who don't read a ton of like paranormal romance or like that more fantasy aspect, but did really like Twilight and kind of got into that a lot, is Reborn Yesterday by Tessa Daly. Again, a really, really pleasant surprise. I thought it was so good. It's the first in like a standalone series. And so I'm really excited for the next one. Mm-hmm. And then another one by an indie author that I'm really starting to love. Her name is Laura Pavlov, and she has a series. The first one is More Jade, and there are two after that. But the very first one, I liked the other two a lot too, but the very first one was just so, so good. It's kind of, he's a little bit of a cinnamon roll hero, but he, like I was talking about earlier, is kind of one that's like kind of an a-hole to everyone else except for his girl, kind of like rough around the edges, gruff. He's kind of like a rock star, which I don't always like rock star romances, but this one, it was really good and really well done.
Mm, I'm excited. So what books are your TBR?
Oh, I mean, what books aren't on my TBR? No. I feel like especially now being at home so much, I'm like, oh yeah, I can read that. I can read that. I can read that. Just add it to the, you know, ever-growing list. But whenever I finish Outlander, I think I really want to dive into the Bridgerton series. Oh, so I'm ready for that. When it comes to Netflix, I want to be all up in that. I know I'll, you know, get really into it. So it's just a matter of diving in. I really want to read more by Tessa Dare. I really liked, like I said earlier, The Duchess Deal. I read The Governor's Game, really loved that too. So I kind of want to continue in that series and see what else she's got out there. Mm-hmm. A couple like that I have just been meaning to read for so long that I don't know why I haven't, but I haven't, is Verity. I can't believe I haven't read this one, but I think I haven't read this one because I've heard it's really creepy and scary, and I'm such a scaredy cat, but I have got to read it because I just need to know what all the hype is about. But I really like Colleen Hoover, and I also need to read Regretting You, The Flat Share. I haven't read that one yet. And Bringing Down the Duke. I really want to get to that one soon.
Oh, I love it. So I would tell you the Bridgertons. It's like the perfect historical breath of fresh air. It is.
Yeah.
I read them. Like, I think when I started historical romance, I started reading historical romance last year in August. Mm-hmm. And so
yeah.
I read This Earl of Mine, which was like really good meet cute with action. And so that led me to Julia Quinn. So I read the first 7 books of the series. I still haven't read the last one. I'm still holding on before this Netflix show comes up. And it's just like,
yeah, I kind of tend to do that too. It's like you don't want to end, so you try to like draw it out or like save it or whatever.
It's a beautiful family of 8 siblings, and they're like falling in love, and their meddling mom is like, there's a gossip lady who talks about the ton, and you're trying to figure out who she is because she's a secret identity, and it's just so, so good. So
I can't wait. I've heard just amazing things.
So, and then she came up with a prequel series, and I read one of the series. I read First Come Scandal that comes out in April. And that was there's cameos of the baby of the siblings when they're babies or like little kids are like playing around. You're like, oh, you know, they're going to fall in love, but it's so cute. They're like a baby.
I love that kind of stuff. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to have to dive in like really.
Yeah. There's a little bit of everything, but I can't wait for the show. So. It's yours to read. And then Tessa Dare, if you haven't read Romancing the Duke, that's actually, it's an earlier series, and it's similar to Duchess Steele about a scarred hero, and you know, a heroine that's just like comes in and like falls in love with him. But it's really funny, it's really good. It has a great set of characters, like great plot line, there's a lot of comedic timing, so Romancing.
Yes, that, and I love that about her writing. Just she, it's like, it's so refreshing because it's so old school, and you know, I mean, but somehow she puts this modern spin on it in a language that everyone can understand and know that it's just hilarious. It's just so fun. Like Ash, the Duke of Ashbury, and the Duchess Deal. Is one of the funniest, most extra characters I have ever read. And I love everything about him. He is so, so funny. So I cannot wait to see what else she's got out there. I'll definitely look into that one.
Yeah, so those are, and I think those are in Hoopla. So if you have access to Hoopla.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I do. I will get into that. Tell me what's on your TBR. I'm going to write it down too.
So I got Eureka by Scarlett Peckham. So it's a woman / lady who likes men, likes sex, historical romance. So I have that. That comes out in a few weeks. I'm also got, let me look at my TBR. Yeah, I got way too many stuff.
Yeah, I know. Don't we all?
I got Beginner's Luck by Kate Claiborne. It's a female series. So it's a backlist title that Estelle from Forward Romance recommended in the show. And she told me that it's great for female friendships, but they also win the lottery. So I'm always curious to see what happens when people win the lottery and, how they fall in love. So Beginner's Luck.
Oh, yeah.
And then Victorian and Alt's hockey series. So they're on sale right now. And the Scored, Slam, and something else. So it's a hockey romance. And for me, hockey romance is like my ultimate cat bed. Like, I absolutely adore hockey romance. I don't care about the hockey game per se. Like, I've never been to a hockey game, never seen it on TV shows. But I have a thing for hockey romance. So
I just read the Puck series and Helena Hendy's other series just started, both of them last year, and I was like, why have I never read a hockey romance? This is fantastic. I don't know what it is about hockey players, but yum,
There's something, they're alpha, I feel like alpha gruff heroes or something about
yeah. I think you're probably right. That's probably exactly what it is.
Nice. It's just so good. So if you want,
it's kind of like Neanderthals, but in the best way.
Yeah. And but at the same time, there's some finesse. Like, they need to be skating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's really interesting. So I absolutely adore hockey romance. I have shows about it and telling you why I love hockey romance, and I have recommendations, and I'll send you over a few for you to start. But yeah, it's like,
yay, thank you.
Hockey is, my go-to sports romance. And I think my hope for the pandemic, just after a major crisis, like romance, they start a renaissance of different romances to come up. Like, after the crisis, there was PNR, I think, after 9/11 was historical romance. I think my hope is for after the pandemic, after coronavirus, we're going to get a lot of more sports romance, like something about sports, being in a crowd, being people, things that we don't.
Yeah. I don't know. I always enjoy sports romance myself. I don't know what it is because I'm not super into sports, but yeah, for whatever reason.
But I love it. So my hope is after the pandemic that there's authors who are going to be we're going to write sports romance. Hockey, football, baseball.
Please write them and continue to write them because I will read them.
So there we go. Megan, where can we find you online?
So I am on Instagram. I have a Bookstagram account. It's queenbee_reads. And then I also have a blog, www.queenbeereads.com. And then I also just recently started writing for Frolic Media. I have one article up and I think another one, is actually going to go live today, and they're just frolic.media, is their website, and they have a lot of really, really great resources for romance readers. So I would definitely check that out as well.
I love it. Thank you, Megan, for being on the show.
No, thank you so much. This was so fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share it with friends and share a review on iTunes. This is the best way to support the show. Once you join a romance loving community, make new friends, and get book recommendations, join our Patreon Romance Book Club. For $5 a month, you'll be part of a virtual book club, an Instagram chat, and get monthly book recommendations. Please note I'll be donating 10% of the profit to a COVID-19 relief fund each month. To sign up, just join the link in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts you love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back in a few days with a brand new episode. Have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyournextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.